The nation's wind energy industry is growing, and that's helping Ohio, according to a new report by an environmental group. The Natural Resources Defense Council says its new study finds that a wind farm, consisting of perhaps 10 wind turbines, creates a lot of jobs. Bob Keefe of the council talks about that with Ohio Public Radio's Bill Cohen.
When you go back from the planning stages all the way up to when a wind turbine is erected, there are about 1,079 direct jobs created with each 250-megawatt wind farm. Now, what that means to Ohio is important because Ohio is one of the leading states, if not the leading state, for manufacturing wind energy components, turbines and blades and things like that. In one specific community in Ohio, Canton, Ohio, there's 19 companies that are now involved in supplying the wind energy business. And you have an average salary for wind technicians now in Canton of $86,350.
In general, though, at this point, doesn't wind energy cost consumers more money than traditional forms?
Depends on where you are. In some places around the country, wind energy is already at or near parity with electricity from other sources. But you've also got a lot of other benefits with wind energy, starting with it's cleaner and better for the environment.
Wind energy is getting some tax breaks right now, some taxpayer subsidies.
That's right. Well, the primary tax subsidy that the wind industry gets is the production tax credit. That's 2.2 cents per kilowatt hour for power that these things produce. I don't know about you, but 2.2 cents per kilowatt, when you add it up, it adds up to something, but it's a whole lot less than what other forms of energy, including oil, gas, and other fossil fuels, the subsidies that they're getting, which total closer to about $4 billion a year.
That's Bob Keefe of the Natural Resources Defense Council. Last year, Ohio passed its own tax credit to boost wind and solar energy.